Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Viljoen, from Gateway News, with a preview of the God Stories we are publishing this week. Former Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng will be receiving the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem's annual Nehemiah Award in Jerusalem tonight in recognition of his strong stand for Israel and the Jewish people on biblical grounds, says the ICEJ in a press release. Mogoeng and his wife Mapefo are among 1,700 Christian pilgrims from more than 70 nations attending the popular annual Feast of Tabernacles celebration, which opened at the Capernaum National Park on the Sea of Galilee last Sunday. After 5 days of festivities in Jerusalem, including the colorful roll call of the nations at the Jerusalem Pice Arena yesterday and the Jerusalem March tomorrow, the celebrations will end this Sunday with over 1,000 Christian pilgrims visiting the Western Negev for a special solidarity rally and tree planting ceremony with the Jewish National Fund and leaders of Israeli communities along the Gaza border. The Mogoengs are part of an ICEJ-led group of 36 South Africans who travel to Israel together to attend the feast. It is the couple's first visit to the Holy Land. South African worship singer Trevor Sampson, together with recording artists and dance troupes from Israel, Brazil, Norway, and the Philippines, performed at the opening event, which was held at the Sea of Galilee for the first time in the celebration's 43-year history. Other notable Christians attending the feast include Andrew Brunson, an American pastor who was held for 2 years in a Turkish prison on false charges of terrorism, as well as two Iranian-born singers who will perform worship songs they have written in Persian and Hebrew. The ICEJ Feast of Tabernacles is the largest Christian gathering in Israel and largest solidarity mission to the country of 2022. It also signals the return of Christian tourism to Israel after 2 years of corona lockdowns and travel bans. In other news, we catch up with another pilgrimage, the so-called Pilgrimage of Grace, organized by the South African Christian Leadership Initiative, SACLI, a journey of peace and reconciliation involving the two oldest church denominations in South Africa, the Dutch Reformed Church and the Moravian Church. The pilgrimage from the 23rd to the 25th of September started in the first church of color in South Africa, the Moravian Hill Church in District 6, Cape Town, which was closed down by the government in the 1970s when 60,000 residents were forcibly removed from the area under apartheid laws. Other stops included the small Eastern Cape village of Genadendal, where a historic Moravian mission to the Khoi people began in 1737, and the southernmost tip of Africa, Cape Orgullis, where the pilgrimage ended. A high point of the journey was a 2.5-hour service in a packed church at Genadendal, where speakers included the Vice President of the Moravian Church of Western Cape, Reverend Martin Abrahams, the moderator of the Dutch Reformed Church, Dominee Niels Janse van Rensburg, and SACLI's Reverend Edwin Arison. At the end of the service, both churches committed to working together for the building up of God's kingdom in South Africa beyond any racial, ethnic, or cultural divides. We will work together for a nation in which God's mission embraces all people, said van Rensburg. I must confess, I have seldom participated in such a spiritually loaded service. God was present in this old church in every word, in every piece of music and singing, and in every prayer, wrote German theologian and leader of the Peace and Reconciliation Network of the World Evangelical Alliance, Dr. Johannes Reimer, in a report published in Christianity Today. Ashley Clutie, a Cape Town author, former Moravian minister and anti-apartheid activist whose family was evicted from District 6, told Gateway News, "It was very emotional, but I was blessed out of my socks." You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.